The data in our lives is important too. There's a lot of things about the facts, about what's going on. So, for example, there's this press conference. There's probably a web page about it somewhere. When you go to the web page, you find it on your computer, and it's got data like the start time of the conference and the end time of the conference and the address, which actually corresponds to latitude and longitude and altitude wherever we are in this building. It's got a list of people to contact, like Dave, and his contact information. Now, what happens when you take... You're at this web page about it, and you decide, I'm going to go to this. So you'd like to tell your computer, I'm going to go to this meeting. And what do you have to do when you decide to go to the meeting? Well, you probably take down a piece of paper and pencil, and you note down the name of the person organizing it, right, in case you need to contact it. And then you go to a different application, you open up your address book, and then you type in the name, and you make cut and paste, right? And you're moving the data from this web page where it is more or less in text, and you're putting it into your address book. Now, this is like before the web, having to use completely different applications to go to different documentation sources. You've got your sort of all your data about the people that you know. And then you've got this web page which has got the data on. Really, you ought to be able to just drag the something on the web page across to your address book. Or in fact, logically, if you said, I'm going to that, then your address book ought to immediately be told of all the people who are relevant. And the GPS in your pocket, you know, which is Bluetooth to your laptop, ought to say, oh, at this time, my master will be at this location. So that that should go over Bluetooth. Why doesn't that happen? It doesn't happen because the information on there is in human-readable form, but there's nothing to tell a computer that this is a start date, this is an end date, and this is the location, and this is the person, and this is their phone number, and this is their mobile phone, right? And that is not really rocket science. So what we're doing with the semantic web is we're putting a language which is called RDF. RDF is for data, what HTML is for documents. So you can write that information in RDF, and now if you have a semantic web-enabled piece of software, you can just say, I'm going to that meeting, and then all that data will go into all the data-like places on your laptop where it needs to be.